Looking back at your journey so far, is there one decision that you made along the way that you think was your most courageous and completely changed the path that you were on?
Moving to the Pacific Northwest. I didn't plan on doing it. It was never, my intention was that I was going to be brought out of the north end of Boston in a box. And that was how I was going to leave Boston, in my own coffin. And I never thought I would leave Boston. And I still feel very strongly about Boston and always will. But meeting Andy Lockhart and imagining myself someplace else was terrifying to me. I really liked Andy, but I knew that if I fell in love with Andy, something radical was going to have to happen. And that thing was essentially that I was going to have to move because Andy is a volcano scientist and there are no volcanoes in Massachusetts. So that meant I moved to the Pacific Northwest and I was already 42 years old and I had a whole world constructed in Boston and all my friends and much of my family. And culturally, I'm an East Coast person, and moving to a place where everybody was so darn laid back and wore flannel shirts and, oh my God, I didn't know what I was in for, you know? And I think it's been the best relationship I could ever imagine. And it's also been a real calming influence, both my relationship and actually living in the Pacific Northwest, which, who knew? I never would have imagined that. And I never would have chosen it. But when it came up, I thought, oh, if I don't do this, I will always wonder. And I'm never one to, I don't want to be the person who turned away from something and then thought I was going to look back on it and wonder. I try not to do that in life at all. If there's a thing that I feel a little ambivalent about, I just think, what would you think 10 years from now if you hadn't done it?
Which is the advice you gave me when I was 21 years old and trying to decide if I was going to move to Los Angeles. And that's exactly what you said to me. And that's why I moved to Los Angeles.
And I was just talking out of my hat then because I really didn't know that much about it.
Well, your ass is very wise.
In fairness, I did know a little bit about it because I had actually gone and lived overseas. And that was, even though those were shorter term things, I was a little scared when I lived in, you know, I moved to France for a little while and then I moved to Bogota, Colombia for a little while. And both those times I was like, what am I doing? I could stay and just hang out with people I know and can speak to in my own language. But, you know, it is, like, what's the worst that can happen? You turn around, right?